casket. She ride the beat like she's trying to drag.
Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Casco Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM, WGXC, broadcasting Acre, Caskin, La Hudson. That song was That Way by Lil Uzi Vert. Stay tuned for great music and discussion. We'll kick off our show after the local news and weather.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Bernadette Hogan and Sam Raskin are reporting for the New York Post that state lawmakers and Governor Kathy Hochul will miss their midnight budget deadline as legislators prepared March 31st to leave the Capitol for the long weekend. Democratic legislative leaders are in the process of working out the details of a compromise with Hochul on her proposed public safety plan, but they will not reach an agreement by midnight on April 1st. Bail reform laws remain a major sticking point in negotiations. State Senate Democrats were briefed on the negotiations tied to the issue of whether to grant judges more discretion to consider the risk of potential harm to others when releasing suspects pre-trial. According to a summary obtained by the Post of where negotiations currently stand, Hochul has proposed maintaining the, and I quote, a least restrictive means of ensuring a return to court standard for bail and release determinations, but allowing judges to consider the risk of harm as a factor when making that determination, end quote. The Senate has countered with a plan that would allow judges to consider whether the alleged crime involved harm to an individual or group of people. Hochul has also proposed adding hate crimes to the list of bail-eligible offenses, but state Senate leaders have opposed that change. The deadline for the state budget is April 1st. According to Comptroller DiNapoli's office, the $216 billion final proposal must be signed into law by 4 p.m. April 4th, and I quote, to avoid any issues with upcoming payrolls, end quote, of state workers for the new fiscal year. Read the full story in the New York Post. Paul Kirby is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Officials in Socrates are considering whether to rent the village's aquatic weed harvesting boat to municipalities like Tannersville in an effort to fund the purchase of a second harvester. Socrates Village trustee Donald Hackett said March 31st, if Tannersville is able to rent the equipment, it would be used to clear up Rip Van Winkle Lake. He said, and I quote, it would be for about $6,000 for 6 or 7 days and contracted at $500 a day after that, end quote. Rip Van Winkle Lake covers more than 325 square miles. It has an assortment of water-based plants overgrowing on the eastern end, while the west end is relatively clear and used for recreation. Tannersville clerk Robin Dumont said the village is waiting for State Department of Environmental Conservation approval before it can move forward with the agreement. Dumont said, and I quote, the vegetation is not bad on the swimming area side, and we just rehabbed that beach with one of our Department of State grants. It's more in the center and the backside of the lake. It's very difficult to canoe and boat, end quote. Water weeds in Socrates have been cleared from the lower Esophis Creek, with efforts concentrated on an area that extends about 350 feet from the village beach and is about 400 feet wide. Officials got serious about buying the weed harvester after the village beach could not open in 2018 because the weeds sprouted and within a month expanded to cover the creek in front of the swimming area. The boat was purchased in 2019 for $58,000 from Marine Diving Service. The watercraft uses a barrel-shaped pulling wheel in the front to either pull the long weeds up or skim smaller floating plants from the top of the water. The plant then lands on a conveyor belt and is shuttled up an incline before being dropped into a 4x8-foot storage container. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Noah Eckstein is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Mayor Kamal Johnson said March 29th that the year-long renovation of Hudson's Promenade Hill Park will be completed by the end of May. This is another postponement in the much-delayed redevelopment of the park on North Front Street overlooking the Hudson River. The city's Department of Public Works began construction in March of 2021, partially to redesign the look of the park's lower plaza by adding open lawn areas and more trees. Supply chain issues accelerated by the COVID-19 pandemic as well as the winter weather caused lapses in the construction schedule. Construction resumed 2 weeks ago. There are problems now with the design of the railings for the disability access entrance. Department of Public Works Superintendent Robert Perry said, and I quote, an outstanding issue which has been problematic since the beginning are the handrails for the ADA ramps. Because they are curved, it is significantly more complex for the manufacturer to design and fabricate, end quote. Perry said this week that once shop drawings are reviewed and approved, the manufacturer is free to fabricate and ship the handrails. In addition to the handrails, there is much work left to be done for the park to reopen. Stones for the park's entrance are expected to be delivered sometime in April. Their placement will then allow the landscapers to finish the lower plaza. The National Grid must install new wiring and luminaire for the streetlights. The park project costs roughly $1.8 million, with about $1.1 million coming from the city's $10 million Downtown Revitalization Initiative grant. The project received an additional $650,000 from the H. Van Amergen Foundation and $100,000 from the Colarusso family. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather on this Friday, April 1st. We have a seasonable early morning temperature range from 4.4 degrees in West Durham to 8.3 in Kingston. Soil temperature seems to be holding around 0 degrees on average for the Twin Counties. Chance of rain lingers all day and temperatures max out at 10 degrees at 4 p.m. The afternoon will bring about some gusty winds reaching 40.2 kph. Overnight, we dip to 0 degrees by dawn. Make sure no plants are outside. Saturday is looking seasonably pleasant with dry conditions and a breeze around 12 kph. A high temperature of 11.6 degrees is expected by 4 p.m. 2.2 degrees overnight brings us into a dreary, rainy Sunday with a high of 7.2. Monday, we're back to dry conditions with a high of 11.6. Pollen levels for this weekend will be low on Friday, medium on Saturday, and Sunday, with maple, juniper, and elm trees being the primary aggressors. The tide schedule for Friday will be high tide at 3:53 a.m., then low tide at 10:27 a.m., high tide again at 4:12 p.m., and low tide once again at 10:43 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 4.4 degrees. Sunset today will be at 7:06 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:34 a.m. Remember, those times are off from other people's predictions because we have some mountains cutting it off a little bit early. Looking way up, we see incoming potential coronal mass ejection impacts for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. The sun is awake and it looks like it wants to play catch. Expect magnetic disturbances. Solar wind speed is currently 480.6 kilometers per second at 3.7 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently terrible. Any lower and channels will start to close outright. Overnight, roll the dice, you might get lucky. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 4, unsettled. The current sunspot number is 84. And this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Well, hold on. I had to, welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. I am your host, DJ Ricky, and, I am here with...
Your sound engineer, DJ Sean Money.
And? His mic is not up.
Oh. DJ Phoebs.
Say that
hello,
again.
Hello.
DJ Cola.
Oh, okay.
Hello. And, of course, DJ Phoebs. Well, today's gonna be, like, kind of a sad show.
Yeah.
We had some talks with our producers, kind of like the people who run our radio show, and today's gonna be the last show. Yeah, as you could tell, none of us are happy about it. But I think we're not gonna end the show, like, we're not gonna have our last segment be like a horrible show. Or like a basic.
We're gonna
show.
Go out with a banger.
We're leaving with a banger. We promise you. We're not gonna leave you guys like that.
You know, somebody once said, "Perfect doesn't last forever."
Yeah.
That made me wanna cry.
Facts. Nah, when I found that out, I definitely cried. Like, last night, I cried. Yeah. I cried.
Well.
But yeah. So this first half, we're probably just gonna set the mood with a couple of sad songs. But then in the second half, we're going to listen to a couple of our clips from previous radio shows, just so we can look back and see all the memories we had, all the fun we had and stuff like that. So, DJ Sean Money.
Well, without further ado, this song by Juice WRLD, Burn. Here we go.
I can't take one Percocet test out tonight if I just took a 60. Bury me on me, shit you in your back, you just got pretty wrecky. I taught a Chanel runners, then I get back to running the city. And I know that this way is coming, I ain't worried, my n***a stay with me. Gotta put the narcotics down, I can feel them f***ing up my kidney. And punching my liver, if I let it kill me, my mind.
will never forgive me. And none of my feelings, if I let it kill him, my baby will never forgive me. It's remind me of hell. Sometimes I wonder if that's what God really sent me. Hands up in the fire. Burn, 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 burn. Hands up in the fire. Burn, 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 burn. I pray to God for some water to wash down these pearls. I've been cursed since birth. Guess I never learned. Hands up in the fire. Burn, 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 burn. Hands up in the fire. Burn, 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 burn. I pray to God for some water to wash down these pearls. I've been cursed since birth. Guess I never learned. The truth first, let it bleed out. If they hurt you, let them leave. Some water to wash down these pearls. I've been cursed since birth. Guess I never learned. Hands up in the fire. Burn, 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 burn. Hands up in the fire. Burn, 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 burn. I pray to God for some water to wash down these pearls. I've been cursed since birth. Guess I never learned.
Welcome back. That song was "Burn" by Juice WRLD. I don't want you guys to think this is like gonna be a sad show where we just like, you know, just do a bunch of sad stuff.
We're gonna go out trying to be happy, like
yes,
about what we created.
Yes,
I can't be happy, bro. I'm sorry.
That's alright, bro.
I don't spend 3 years doing this. What is the end?
Alright. But I had a question for you guys. How you guys feel about like what we did for the last 3 years? Like, how do you feel about this being like our actual final segment? Like,
I feel like it's kind of unfair.
I think it's really baffling that we were able to put ourselves in this experience, and now, not only that, it's gonna be an experience in our lives later for even something in our resume. Because like operating as a radio show host, that's pretty valid experience out there for the real world.
It's definitely something that
it's like
I want to do outside of just Clubhouse.
Every chapter ends, so use it to
think
be more wise afterwards, if you will.
Okay. So how you feel, Sha?
After this, I'm making my own. I'm not caring.
Hey,
bro.
Hey, when you make your own, when you make your own, call me, and I would gladly host it.
Definitely.
DJ Phoebs, DJ Phoebs, how you feel about this being our last segment?
I mean, honestly, I'm like a little in shock, I guess, by it. Like, I think it's true, right? All things end at some point, but it's just been such an amazing experience, and I don't know, so it's kind of hard to think about, like, life without Clubhouse Radio.
Mm-hmm.
More than 3 years now. So, I don't know, I'm just really proud of everything y'all have accomplished. That's
appreciate it, appreciate it. We couldn't have done it without, of course, your assistance.
Definitely.
You, Kansu, Kyron, so big thank you to you guys
popcorn, like, even
yeah, there's so
like
many
that.
early supports that brought it all together. So
like
shout out
like,
to all the people who've been part of it. I know y'all are gonna play some clips later, but
nah,
yeah,
I
shout
got
out to like all the way back people, Danny and Anthony and yeah, just so many different youth voices that like
you got Devin. Anyway,
goes way back.
You should hold him like
yes, crazy.
What if we played like that one Clubhouse song?
We probably will. Yeah, I think we're gonna probably play some blues. But me personally, I think with this being like our last show, I know I was only here for like about close to 2 years. No, I wasn't here for the whole 3 years, but
I was here for a little bit less, but it's still been
it was a good experience. It was a great experience. I still remember my first radio show with Phoebs and Kansu. I was nervous, and they had me read like the intro. That's how I first became like the quote unquote host.
Nah, that was literally good times.
They gave me a script and said, "Read it."
That's crazy.
That's anxiety, dude.
Just give you a script and read it.
Wow, I really just had like a whole script. And it was just like
they would just read it.
Yes. But then I was so nervous, I thought I messed up at first. I didn't know how to pronounce Acra. It was just I pronounced that Acra.
To be fair, that's a pretty hard Acra, word bro. To pronounce.
Yes.
Just Acra.
But you know, of course 13, over time
14. How do I say this? Acra?
Of course, over time, you know, I got used to it and it became easier, you know, I flow better. But yeah, of course it's like a sad moment because this was my workspace. This was something I looked forward to doing, even though I took a couple breaks. And it's just like, wow, like it's really starting to send in. Like after today, every Friday that we come to work,
it's just gonna be, another
regular day at work. Like, I don't know
what's gonna replace Friday.
What's gonna replace radio? We'll plan that out at some point, I guess.
I don't know what replaces it.
We have another little song that we're gonna play.
Well,
just to kind of keep your heads up. Life is good, you know. Cause I know we're a little down in the dumps, but you know we gonna try to boost up the energy a little bit. Like, bring good vibes.
Life is good by Drake and Future.
Working on a weekend like usual. Way off in the deep end like usual. Swear they passed us, they doing too much. Haven't done my taxes, I'm too turned up. Virgil got a paddock on my wrist going nuts. Caught me slipping once, okay, so what? Someone hit your block up, I tell you if it was us. Man, a house in Rosewood, it too plush. Say my day's a number, but I keep waking up. No, you see my text, baby, please say something. Wine by the glass, your man a cheapskate, huh? Gotta move off my release day, huh? This is fame, not clout. I don't even know what that's about. Watch your mouth. Baby, got an ego twice the size of the crib. I can never tell it is what it is. But said what I had to and did what I did. Never turn my back on FBG, God forbid. But Virgil got a paddock on my wrist, doing front flips. Giving you my number, but don't hit me on no dunk. Working on a weekend like usual. Way off in the deep end like usual. Swear they passed us, they doing too much. Haven't done my taxes, I'm too turned up. Virgil got a paddock on my wrist going nuts. Caught me slipping once, okay, so what? Someone hit your block up, I tell you if it was us. Man, a house in Rosewood, it too plush.
It's cool, man. Got red bottoms on. Life is good. You know what I mean?
Like, 100,000 for the cheapest ring on the finger, little. I done flew one out to Spain to be in my domain, automata. Dropped $3 on the ring, called it Bendit Truck, little. I was in the trap circle, ain't been the same since. Granted, she was standing right down while I catch play on the brick. I made them look go haywire, Taliban in this. I done been down bad in them trenches, had to ride with that stick. Who gave you pills? Who gave that dust? Pluto sent you on the lick. Too many convicts, they enrolled me to play in this. Round about nonsense, get old, summer spreading this. They had the counter light, lighting it up. Anybody could get it. I'm on a PJ, lighting it up. Backwood full of sticky. I'm trying to tote that Drake or London, and it's extended. They got a stretcher. How we gonna die for this? Yeah, I ride for my. I lied about it. We some poor, high class, made it, we rich, yeah. I was at the band, though, got a pen
closet, ooh, it's like a chandelier on my neck, my wrist, ooh, I got pink toes that talk different languages, ooh, 100,000 for the cheapest ring on the finger, look, ooh, I done flew one out to Spain to be in my domain, automata, ooh, dropped $3 on the rain, called it Bentley truck, look, ooh, I was in the trap circle, and they ain't been the same since, that's by the time I call her Serena. I go tremendo for new fettuccine. All fat though, claret the pinky. All fat though, we order the Fiji. I'm in the loop with the voo. I'm in the loop with the woo. Which one you working? I put your face to the news. I put the on the shirt. After I murdered it, make me go the hearse. Cost me a quarter bird. It's birthday and you a maniac. I'm an alien. How you splurging? Got that kitty cat. I'm having fun with that. Going Birkin. 100,000 for the cheapest ring on the finger of. Ooh, I done flew one out to Spain to be in my domain, automata. Ooh, dropped $3 on the rain, called it Bentley truck, look. Ooh, I was in the trap, sir. They ain't been the same since. Ooh, 100,000 for the cheapest ring on the cheapest finger, look. 100,000 for the cheapest ring on the cheapest finger, look. Yeah, 100,000 for the cheapest ring on the cheapest finger, look. 100,000 for the cheapest ring on the cheapest finger,
look. I got another question.
Okay, doo-doo-doo. Hi.
Hold on. I am fixing my headset.
Okay. We're back.
So before we take our 6:30 break. I got another question for ya. Do you feel like the last 3 years of Clubhouse Radio has been like a success? Like, do you think do you think our goal that we had at the beginning was accomplished throughout these last 3 years?
Yeah.
I think that success is nothing that you can objectively say is better than another thing. I think it's really how you use it in the world, but if we're defining it by that, it meant a lot to me. And sure, it's definitely going to shape me for who I am for the better. So I would say it's successful in that sense.
I feel like it's a lot. And like, ain't nothing Kobe plays it.
You got a lot of emotions going on throughout your head right now.
Yeah. It's a lot.
DJ Phoebs, do you think we accomplished the goal that we set out 3 years ago?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the goal was just to create, my goal was just to provide an outlet for your creativity, your wisdom, your interests, your voices to be like heard in the community. So like, success. Y'all did that. I didn't know what it was supposed to look like. It's so different now than what it sounded like when we started, but like for the better. You know, it's like even you telling the story of like, oh, I started by reading a script, and I think the way it evolved from that into each of you finding ways to make it your own platform and doing it in your own way and bringing your own unique skills, because everyone brings something totally different. Like, all that success, like just seeing that creative, just seeing the creativity flow. Mm-hmm. Totally. I really feel great about what you all have created.
For me, I definitely feel like I accomplished my goal. My goal was to really just step out of my comfort zone and like just do something that I never did before. And
that was my goal.
Clubhouse Radio was what found me, like what I found actually. And it just like, it changed me. Like, I got more confident throughout the years. Me and Phoebs, you know, we had like conversations about me having public speaking sessions like in the community. Still want to work on that, by the way. Maybe that'll be what we do on Fridays now, you know. I just definitely gained confidence in my public speaking, and I just feel like I gained a new skill that is gonna stick with me throughout life.
Well,
so
all I'm gonna say is that maybe like WGXC could like approve us to have like, I don't know, another show.
Yeah, like another show, another day, something like that.
Like, extended time, or like maybe like they just shut us down, or like give us like another new program.
Yeah, or we could maybe look for another program that'll, I don't know. But we are hitting 6:30, so it's time for the 6:30 news. And after we play this, we're gonna come back and play some older clips, older audios from Clubhouse, and Clubhouse Radio and to see, like, how much our voices and our confidence has changed over the years.
And, yeah, we gonna get you.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Bill Mahoney reports for Politico that a Republican judge threw out New York's congressional state legislative redistricting plan on March 31st, saying lawmakers failed to follow the legal redistricting process. Former Representative John Faso, who used to represent the 19th Congressional District and worked on overturning the new district line, said, and I quote, "The people won, the politicians lost," end quote. Now New York's June primaries will likely be delayed if the ruling is upheld on appeal. The Democrats and political observers believe there's a good chance the appeal will overturn this decision. Senate Democratic spokesperson Mike Murphy said, and I quote, "We always knew this case would be decided by appellate courts. We are appealing this decision and expect this decision will be stayed," end quote. Besides throwing out the new district line, Supreme Court Justice Patrick McAllister ordered legislators to create new lines by April 11th. Candidates had already been gathering petition signatures based on the district lines, which may or may not be used. Political observers predicted that Democrats would pick up additional seats in Congress and in Albany under the redistricting plan. Read more about this story at Politico. Masara Makati reports for the Times Union that Democrats in Bethlehem in Albany County are warning voters about Doug Lloyd, who is running for one of two open seats on the Board of Education there with a history of radical social media posts. Lloyd claims, and I quote, "My platform is based around nonpartisan ideas that we should all be able to agree on," end quote. But his social media posts include untrue conspiracy theories. He shared a story about a study on COVID-19 vaccines and menstrual cycles and commented above it, and I quote, "Tell me again how this isn't an experiment," end quote. He also posted a meme of a photo of Jeffrey Epstein, who was accused of having sex with children, saying, and I quote, "Don't leave me hanging this Valentine's Day," end quote. The Bethlehem Democratic Committee wrote its own social media post about the candidate, and I quote, "We don't want Lloyd anywhere near our children," end quote. Lloyd repeatedly talked about COVID-19 conspiracies, which have not been proven, and transsexual athletes, which he opposes. He told the Times Union, and I quote, "I'm also concerned about women's sports as trans women are dominating due to their biological advantages," end quote. Bethlehem's Republican committee is backing Lloyd. They wrote in an email, and I quote, "We share his concerns with the current board's judgment and their lack of ideological diversity," end quote. Lloyd has campaign signs out, but no petitions from any prospective candidates have been submitted to the district yet. Those petitions for the two open seats with three-year terms are due by April 19th, with school elections on May 18th. And you can read more about this story in the Times Union. The Upstarter reports that April 1st used to be the beginning of trout season in New York, but is now the end of catch-and-release-only trout fishing. Year-round trout fishing is now allowed on most streams in New York, with an artificial lures-only catch-and-release season from October 16th to March 31st. New York State Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Basil Sagos said, and I quote, "Fishing in New York State is a highly anticipated, world-class experience that brings seasoned and amateur anglers to our waters in every corner of every state every spring. DEC's extensive fish stocking efforts throughout the state are certain to complement our existing healthy fisheries and make the upcoming harvest season a success," end quote. DEC stocking trucks are adding 1,872,105 catchable brown rainbow and brook trout to ponds and streams across the state this spring. There are also several new fishing regulations this year on the DEC's website. And you can read more about this story at the Upstarter. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, community information, or COVID-19 updates, Visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello.
Welcome back. So we're gonna, like I said, we're gonna start off with playing some old audios from previous radio shows. So DJ Shamani, if you would be so ever kind to
pretty sure this one is like my first radio show, if I remember correctly. A lot of this is just like a blur. But good times. I'm gonna say that, good times, good 3 years.
Emily and Aisha share some of their perspectives on mental health and through their lens. I want to say a big welcome to Shahi for a show with us. Welcome. Yeah. So before we jump in, just remind our viewers that all views expressed on Clubhouse Radio are our truth and may not represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse's parent organization, the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. So with that, a sense of power in place. This is our third and final week of Mental Health Awareness Month. We had an awesome conversation yesterday, stirring and getting ready for this, talking about kind of like the larger community context that mental health takes place in, right? It's not just in your head, right? It's affected by what's around you. So that's what we get to dive into today. So yeah, I guess we can let both of you kind of kick it off, bringing us up to speed and our listeners up to speed on what you were talking about yesterday, about how you feel about a sense of power and place in your hometowns.
Just sort of.
Well, maybe we could start by introducing the listeners to where you both live.
Me being from the, you know, Catskill area, Greene County, sort of. And
I'm from Hudson, New York. So more like the main town. I guess you could say it's seen as you know, everybody
takes it as this raw shooting violent place. That's what everybody sees it as.
Shahi, what's your sense? What would you tell the people if they ask you what's it like living in Hudson?
It's more like a bright community, I would say, at least in my opinion, because like it's not like all just gun violence, like anger and stuff. No, we like
we have like good things and like good communities, and like I think we really work together, but there are like these times like when you're like we just don't see eye to eye.
What does that look like?
Maybe it's an altercation, right? Say you owe a person money, and like that your friend gives you money, say, right? I'm not saying it's the Catskill area or Hudson area specifically. But, like, I'm just, like, giving, like, a, you know.
Yeah.
So, like, you owe somebody money, right? And you're like, whoa. And then they're like, bro, where's my money? I told you to have my money by so-and-so this date, right? And then they're running up on you. Like, you're, like, they're going to fight you or something like that. And you're like, yo, bro, I don't want to fight. I just don't have the money. And then they're like, oh, well, you're going to have my money by this or so-and-so is going to happen, right? And then it does. Then, boom, what happens?
You end up dead or you got to fight.
Exactly.
That's mostly how it be, though.
It's true. A lot of unfortunate situations happen because of that.
Yeah.
You know, they're like a lot of people by shooting.
I think
like
you can obviously tell the difference in DJ Phoebe's voice. You know, he definitely changed. DJ Popcorn, he definitely. I know you guys haven't really heard him in a good, really long while, but his voice definitely has changed too.
He doesn't sound like that anymore.
Most definitely don't.
Not even close.
I know we got your first show up here.
My first show?
Yeah, we got your first show up here.
Oh.
Or
I don't think that. My first show was in 2020, but I think that was the first show after I took a very long break.
Yeah, it's the first show when you came back.
So yeah, you guys are gonna get to hear the first return of DJ Ricky. So without further ado, shout money.
Bendelstiff Family Circus. Yeah, they've been doing
directly in front of an air conditioner. 23 about
high-low dedicated listeners. They care.
Here's what we do at the clubhouse. 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 It be fun at the clubhouse. Music stay loud at the clubhouse. Staff be cool at the clubhouse. Not just mine, that's your house. Music program at the clubhouse. Got a drum set at the clubhouse. Got a piano at the clubhouse. Make your own beats at the clubhouse. Get on the radio at the clubhouse. Share your voice at the clubhouse. Express yourself at the clubhouse. Tracks program at the clubhouse. Be yourself at the clubhouse. No judgment at the clubhouse. No drama at the clubhouse. We accept you at the clubhouse. Got field trips at the clubhouse. Got art supplies at the clubhouse. Creativity at the clubhouse. Paint your own wall at the clubhouse. Got a TV at the clubhouse. Got Wi-Fi at the clubhouse. Food and snacks at the clubhouse. Hope to see you at the clubhouse.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. That song was a Clubhouse original theme song by DJ WIC. I am your host, long time no see, your boy, your favorite host of all time, DJ Ricky in the building. Give me a clap, give me a clap, give me a clap. No clap, that's okay. And I am here with
DJ Shaw Money. Hello.
And don't forget, DJ Phoebs.
Hello, DJ Phoebs.
Hey. Here I am.
So, before we get started, DJ Phoebs, can you say our disclaimer, please?
All views expressed on Clubhouse Radio are our truth and may not represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse's parent organization, the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. Get it?
Yay! Today, hold up. DJ Sean Money, how you feeling today?
Feeling pretty good. Today was a pretty chill day.
How was your day, man?
My day was great. My day was actually pretty good. I got money.
Payday.
Let me see. Got to do the radio. Got to go to a circus.
Facts. DJ Phoebs, how was your day?
I mean, that sounds like a way more fun Friday. I would circus. That's cool. Payday, you know, it's good times.
Payday.
I was telling DJ Sean Money I had to kill a wasp nest today, so that was pretty intense. Pretty hardcore, but you know, you gotta do what you gotta do out here. Mm-hmm. So it's an okay day. I'm feeling good.
That's good. Okay. All right. So what's our show?
Me today. Nobody gonna ask about me.
Oh, my fault.
We care, DJ Ricky.
How your day?
Thank you. I would say my day was pretty good. As you could tell, I think I do kind of sound similar. Now, back to then, but like my voice
have,
definitely
like, the same inflections in the speech.
My voice definitely got deeper. I feel. That's crazy because that same day when we said like in that clip when we said it was payday, today was payday too. So kind of some coincidental nostalgia, you know.
Well, DJ Fig, what's your vibe on this?
What's your vibe?
Yeah, no, it's always fun to listen back. That was funny. Y'all are funny. It's like, give me a clap. No clap. That's cool. It's just like always hilarious listening back to these shows. So, yeah, the more I listen, the more I'm just like, oof. Like, it's hard to imagine the airwaves without you. I want to invite our listeners, you know, if you're keeping up with us here on Clubhouse Radio today. It's our last show. You should, you know, hit us up with a love note if you want. ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. We really appreciate all the support over the 3 years. And yeah, no, good clip, good times, circus.
I think one of the hardest things is that radio was kind of what started the Clubhouse family in a way.
Nah, Dad.
Like before radio, there wasn't really like young youth working here, like at the Clubhouse doing summer work, stuff like that. Radio brought a lot of people here. So did the PlayStation, but you know, it was also the you know, it was also the radio show that was a big part of a lot of people.
And like the radio show, I could also say like it made a lot of things split off, like Clubhouse Academy of Black Excellence.
Mm-hmm.
The first time. Mm-hmm. And we did it the second time.
Radio show is really what brought me here. Like, no, kept me here for a bit before I got comfortable. Yeah.
Radio show has just been like a big part of Clubhouse the last, you know, 3 years. And that actually, next month is going to be Shah's 3 year
anniversary
of being on Clubhouse, Clubhouse Radio. But unfortunately, you know, there's not even going to be a real celebration. Actually, you never know. We might be able to get another segment, extended, another day, but it's not going to be the same as
it was.
No. Like, you know, you get out of school and it's like, ooh, today I get to do the radio show.
Right?
But I have a good vibe, and now it's just like Friday. Mm-hmm. What am I going to do?
Mm-hmm.
But, do we have any more clips that we want to play before?
Did you have one more clip? The very first show? Was that the one you had?
I could go back to the very first show.
Or do you not have it, like, you can't look for it?
I don't know if I have it pulled.
All right, it's cool. I think, what time is it? It's around 6:48.
I got it now.
Okay, so like play a couple.
The ones that you're hearing
so
us
fast
right now,
such a good song.
We not in this one.
Exactly.
Me, DJ Ricky.
Me, DJ Ricky, and DJ
Cola.
We're not in this one. We were not on Clubhouse Radio at the time. But DJ Popcorn, I think.
DJ Popcorn.
DJ Kyron. So, if you miss them or never heard of them before, well, of course you heard of DJ Phoebe, but like DJ Kyron, you're going to be able to, you know, hear him right now. So,
don't play this.
Yeah, and it's just another safe haven. And since we encourage the youth to lead, as example is what we are discussing today, that includes everything else that we do when it comes to the outings or any other activities as well.
And a question for you. What is the Clubhouse Radio?
Well, William, to me, I believe the Clubhouse Radio is a way to connect with the community in a powerful and meaningful way. So through the youth, such as yourself, it could potentially cultivate relationships specifically or especially in our small community of Catskill, which is continuously growing.
Can I just add something? That both the clubhouses in Hudson and Catskill are actually open to the entire county. So, where our location is primarily Hudson and Catskill, but we're definitely open to youth throughout the counties.
Okay, on to our next question. What have you been discussing and exploring in the Radio Lab, David?
Okay, that's a really good question, William. Let me add to that in regards to through the radio labs that we've had in the startup that led up to where we are today, where it included, obviously, youth and staff here in the clubhouse. We explored ways on how youth voices can be heard louder, and obviously a way of that happening is through the mic. Hence the radio. So by being able to share, for example, poetry, music experiences in Catskill, as like I said before, it's growing, the town, and of course school-based affairs.
It's crazy.
It's sad part is this is the where it's starting to hit.
It's not a sad. It's a good thing. I think we could spin it to a good thing and say like we'll keep this experience with us. You know, we'll live on.
Okay. Well,
we're gonna, you know, shout outs.
I got one more song. We're going to cut it short, though. We're going to cut the song short, say our goodbyes, and then...
That's going to be the end of Clubhouse Radio.
And all we'll catch y'all some other time after this song.
Goodbye, I guess.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Damn, who knew? All the planes we flew, good things we've been through. Then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. Can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I would do, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I see you again.
We've come a long way,
yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know, we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it. See you again.
I tell you.
When I see you again.
First you both go out your way and the vibe is feeling stronger. What's small turn to a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. And when brotherhood come first, then the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone. Can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I would do, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
So let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take will always lead you. It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
I don't really know how to wrap this show up, to be honest.
Me neither.
You know, I just feel like I'm thankful for all y'all. I mean, right next to me, Shahi, you've been my Femi, you've been my right hand sound engineer for a minute now. Noah, I mean, my bad. I just said your whole government name.
No worries.
DJ Cola, you know, it's been a, you know, you haven't been here for as long, but you've been on.
It's been a really nice experience.
Yeah.
I'm glad to say I was.
And of course,
it's really wild.
Of course, DJ Phoebs. Yeah. Without you, you know, we couldn't have been able to do half the things we did. Like.
But since this is gonna be the last time, and since it's how you brought the show in, we're gonna ask you to say shout outs because it's just
shout outs, and then after that, we'll just close out the show.
Oh, me with shout outs. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay, the final shout outs. Wow. Shout out to every single person who vulnerably and boldly put their voice on the mic for Clubhouse Radio on WGXC. Shout out to you, DJ Sean Money, and DJ Ricky, and DJ, I missed your upgrade name,
DJ
Cola.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, we'll do. But there's been so many, so shout out to all those people. Shout out to our early sponsors. Shout out to our listeners, whoever is out there right now. I just hope you know how blessed we feel for you to tune in and support our show. The nominations from our fellow programmers at WGXC. Shout out to every person out there who is just trying to be creative and pursue their dreams. We believe in you. That's what the show's been all about. So, you know, just keep going. No matter what slows you down or stops you, believe in your own dream, your own voice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And you know, that's the end. It's been a great ride. Thank you to all the listeners for supporting us throughout these last 3 years. And last thing I got to say before I go, April Fools. Oh yeah. Clubhouse Radio not going anywhere.
Clubhouse not dying.
It's not going anywhere anytime soon.
I felt so bad doing that.
Definitely not radio.
It's not going anywhere anytime soon, guys. You know, April Fool's Day. You had to hit y'all with a little joke.
I wonder how much people we actually tricked.
Yeah.
I wonder.
I'm not going to lie. If we tricked you, I want y'all to send us an email at ourtimeourtruth@gmail.com and let us know how you felt about it.
Ooh, that was a good one. That was a good email plug. That was a good one. That was smooth.
For real.
If they hit us up, we'll read the story.
In fact, we'll read it. Yes. But yeah, guys, we were just joking with you guys. We're not going anywhere anytime soon. DJ Phoebs, thank you for being such a good actor. You know.
Yeah, I got you.
W.
I'm not gonna lie. That was an emotional show, even though it was fake.
Even though it was fake, that was dead.
It still hit. Like,
it was all true though.
Yes.
Nah, it was.
It hit.
Like, it was just cool. But we are actually going to, like it's like the end of the,
so
I've got my
segment. The end of this show.
It's the end of this show.
This show.
But definitely not the end of Clubhouse Radio. Yeah, we'll see you guys again, of course, next Friday. Thank you for listening, as always, and we'll catch you next Friday.
See ya. Sorry if we fooled y'all. April 1st. April Fools.
Peace.
Goodbye.
Thing I wake up in the morning, do my thing.